Jack complains to Tracy. Jack headed up to the house.
What are you up here for?
Well, I have a bone to pick with you.
Just one?
Several, actually. But here is the thing. Have you ever heard Buster tell stories about Scotty? I tell you, it's a real hoot. Just the other day, I saw Buster out by the east fence. He must have had 20 squirrels sitting on the fence listening to him go on about Scotty. First, he told them about how concerned Scotty was that the ants would get into our water bowls. Scotty envisioned them doing laps with their dirty feet, drinking all the water, and then we would be left high and dry, as they say. So there is Buster, doing backstrokes in the air, lapping up water, doing more backstrokes, lapping up more water. The squirrels could not get enough of it. They were laughing and wagging tails, a sight to be seen. You know what they say about marketers, don't you?
They are liars?
Yeah, well, that could be true. Yeah, marketers have never seen or heard a fact that could not be exaggerated beyond any sense of reality. That drives Scotty nuts. He just can't sit still when he hears some of the stuff Buster does. And that gets Buster going. You should hear how those two get into it out back when you are not around. It's a real hoot.
Jack, can I suggest to you that your behavior is not only mean, but very short-sighted? Scotty is very important to us. He protects us from mistakes we make but don't catch. He alerts us to things that might happen so we can fix them before they do. There is value in that. Correction, there is very high value in that. If it were not for Scotty, old Dad would think we are just a bunch of useless cats, only good for rat control. I don't really like the taste of rats myself. I like a little poached salmon with a light dill sauce and capers. I get that from Mom from time to time because I am her favorite, and I don't stand around begging like someone else I know.
I kind of understand, Tracy. But Scotty thinks that if it could happen is the same as it did happen. He tells me something that needs fixing before I've had time to get to it. I find that annoying.
I understand, Jack, but here is the value Scotty brings to the table. He tells you about things that need fixing, so you can fix them, and things that might happen, so you can fix those also. He makes you look good. I think Scotty brings real value to all of us.
I get your point, Tracy. I really do. It's just that sometimes it's bothersome. But those ant backstrokes were hilarious.
Bothersome is one thing, Jack, but value is another. Keep his value in mind.